You're listening to Season 2 of the Lifting Her Voice podcast. This is episode number 56, and today we'll read Numbers, chapters 33 and 34 together. Grab a wilderness wandering map and follow along as I read Moses' review of the Israelites' 40-year journey. God was preparing the new generation of Israelites to finally enter into the Promised Land. Welcome to the Lifting Her Voice podcast, Season 2. I'm your host, Joy Miller, and I invite you to grab your Bible and join me from the beginning, simply reading God's Word together. We built some spiritual muscles in 2020 with just the New Testament, but this year we're going all out, cover to cover, Old Testament and New. So whether with your first cup in the morning, your commute to work, or it's the last thing on your mind before sleep, God's Word will equip you for every good work. I'm really glad you're here. Numbers chapter 33. These were the stages of the Israelites' journey when they went out of the land of Egypt by their military divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses wrote down the starting points for the stages of their journey. These are the stages listed by their starting points. They traveled from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the month. On the day after the Passover, the Israelites went out defiantly in the sight of all the Egyptians. Meanwhile, the Egyptians were burying every firstborn male the Lord had struck down among them, for the Lord had executed judgment against their gods. The Israelites traveled from Ramesses and camped at Succoth. They traveled from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They traveled from Etham and turned back to Pihahiroth, which faces Baal Zephon, and they camped before Migdol. They traveled from Pihahiroth and crossed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness. They took a three-day journey into the wilderness of Etham and camped at Marah. They traveled from Marah and came to Elim. There were 12 springs and 70 date palms at Elim, so they camped there. They traveled from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They traveled from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They traveled from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophka. They traveled from Dophka and camped at Elush. They traveled from Elush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They traveled from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They traveled from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataava. They traveled from Kibroth Hataava and camped at Hazeroth. They traveled from Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. They traveled from Rithma and camped at Rimmon Perez. They traveled from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. They traveled from Libna and camped at Rissa. They traveled from Rissa and camped at Kealatha. They traveled from Kealatha and camped at Mount Shefer. They traveled from Mount Shefer and camped at Harada. They traveled from Harada and camped at Makaloth. They traveled from Makaloth and camped at Tahath. They traveled from Tahath and camped at Tira. They traveled from Tira and camped at Mithka. They traveled from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. They traveled from Hashmona and camped at Mazaroth. They traveled from Mazaroth and camped at Benajaakan. They traveled from Benajaakan and camped at Hor Hagidgad. They traveled from Hor Hagidgad and camped at Jotbatha. They traveled from Jotbatha and camped at Abrinah. They traveled from Abrinah and camped at Ezion Geber. They traveled from Ezion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, Kadesh. They traveled from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the edge of the land of Edom. At the Lord's command, the priest Aaron climbed Mount Hor and died there on the first day of the fifth month in the 40th year after the Israelites went out of the land of Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. At that time, the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, in the land of Canaan, heard the Israelites were coming. They traveled from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They traveled from Zalmona and camped at Punon. They traveled from Punon and camped at Oboth. They traveled from Oboth and camped at Ayi-Abarim on the border of Moab. They traveled from Ayim and camped at Dibon-Gad. They traveled from Dibon-Gad and camped at Almon-Diblathaim. They traveled from Almon-Diblathaim and camped in the Abarim range facing Nebo. They traveled from the Abarim range and camped on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth-Jeshimoth to the Acacia Meadow on the plains of Moab. The Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. Tell the Israelites, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you must drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their stone images and cast images, and demolish all their high places. You are to take possession of the land and settle in it because I have given you the land to possess. You are to receive the land as an inheritance by lot, according to your clans. Increase the inheritance for a large clan and decrease it for a small one. Whatever place the lot indicates for someone will be his. You will receive an inheritance according to your ancestral tribes. But if you don't drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, those you allow to remain will become barbs for your eyes and thorns for your sides. They will harass you in the land where you live. And what I had planned to do to them, I will do to you. Numbers chapter 34. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Command the Israelites and say to them, when you enter the land of Canaan, it will be allotted to you as an inheritance with these borders. Your southern side will be from the wilderness of Zin along the boundary of Edom. Your southern border on the east will begin at the east end of the Dead Sea. Your border will turn south of the Scorpion's Ascent, proceed to Zin, and end south of Kadesh Barnea. It will go to Hazer Adar and proceed to Asmon. The border will turn from Asmon to the Brook of Egypt, where it will end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western border will be the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. This will be your western border. This will be your northern border. From the Mediterranean Sea, draw a line to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, draw a line to the entrance of Hamath, and the border will reach Zedad. Then the border will go to Ziphron and end at Hazar Enon. This will be your northern border. For your eastern border, draw a line from Hazar Enon to Shepham. The border will go down from Shepham to Riblah, east of Ain. It will continue down and reach the eastern slope of the Sea of Kinnereth. Then the border will go down to the Jordan and end at the Dead Sea. This will be your land, defined by its borders on all sides. So Moses commanded the Israelites, "This is the land you are to receive by lot as an inheritance, which the Lord commanded to be given to the 9.5 tribes. for the tribe of Reuben's descendants and the tribe of Gad's descendants have received their inheritance according to their ancestral families, and half the tribe of Manasseh has received its inheritance. The 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance across the Jordan east of Jericho toward the sunrise. The Lord spoke to Moses, "These are the names of the men who are to distribute the land as an inheritance for you, the priest Eleazar and Joshua son of Nun. Take one leader from each tribe to distribute the land. These are the names of the men: Caleb son of Jephunneh from the tribe of Judah, Shemuel son of Amihud from the tribe of Simeon's descendants, Eliadad son of Kislon from the tribe of Benjamin, Buckeye son of Joglai, a leader from the tribe of Dan's descendants, from the sons of Joseph, Haniel son of Ephod, a leader from the tribe of Manasseh's descendants, Kemuel son of Shiftan, a leader from the tribe of Ephraim's descendants, Eli Zaphran son of Parnak, a leader from the tribe of Zebulun's descendants, Paltiel son of Azan, a leader from the tribe of Issachar's descendants, Ahihud son of Shalomai, a leader from the tribe of Asher's descendants, Petahel son of Amihud, a leader from the tribe of Naphtali's descendants. These are the ones the Lord commanded to distribute the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. A map makes it so much easier to get a handle on the ground the Israelites covered. Check out today's blog if you haven't been able to find one. Listen to chapter 33 again and trace the path with your finger as I read. You'll see how they exited Egypt and traveled pretty much straight down to Sinai and up to Kadesh Barnea on the border of the Promised Land. But then those scouts rejected God's promise that He would be with them, and the wandering began until that generation was dead. Let me know if this helps at liftinghervoice.com, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Thank you for joining me here today. I pray that by spending time in His Word every day, you will be changed. Visit me at liftinghervoice.com with your comments and questions. And don't forget to visit the blog page while you're there. If you like the podcast, it would be great if you'd give it a 5-star review and share it with everyone you know. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.